Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where the number of parliamentary seats is about to increase significantly, and with it, a major change in the way a democracy functions. That is what is happening in India right now, with the Lok Sabha seats set to increase from 543 to 816. First, let's delve into this significant development. The Prime Minister has assured the southern states, which have controlled population growth, that they will not lose any Lok Sabha seats in the upcoming delimitation exercise. What makes this significant is that the total number of seats will increase substantially, and to facilitate this change, the Parliament session has been extended to April 16 to 18. This extension is crucial for passing the constitutional amendment, which not only increases the number of seats but also implements 33% women's reservation in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Remember this number, 33%, it's a key fact for your exams. Now, let's turn to another important development. The AP Reorganization Amendment Bill has been passed by Parliament, formally establishing Amravati as the sole statutory capital of Andhra Pradesh. Building on this, the bill amends Section 5 of the AP Reorganization Act, 2014, thereby ending a decade-long uncertainty over the state's capital. Crucially, the YSRCP opposed the bill and staged a walkout, indicating the political implications of this decision. Moving on, the Indian Navy has achieved a significant milestone with the commissioning of INS Taragiri, the fourth ship of the Nilgiri-class stealth frigates. Note this carefully, the Nilgiri class is also known as Project 17A. The Defence Minister, Rajnath Singh, also laid the foundation for the large cavitation tunnel at the Naval Science and Technological Laboratory, a globally unique facility for simulating underwater conditions for submarine and ship design. And here is something that surprises many students: the Steel Authority of India Limited, or SAIL, supplied approximately 4,000 tons of special-grade steel for this project. Now, let us look at India's role in global biodiversity efforts. India has emerged as the global leader in issuing internationally recognized certificates of compliance, or IRCCs, under the Nagoya Protocol. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that out of 6,311 IRCCs issued worldwide, 3,561 have been issued by India, accounting for 56% of the total. The National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, has mobilized 216.31 crore rupees since 2017, a significant amount for biodiversity conservation efforts. With that background in place, let us examine the latest developments in the banking sector. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has approved the acquisition of up to 74% stake in RBL Bank by Emirates NBD, a UAE-based bank, for approximately $3 billion. This is the largest foreign direct investment, or FDI, in India's banking sector. RBL Bank will be treated as a foreign bank subsidiary, and an open offer will be made at 280 rupees per share. So, what exactly changed with this acquisition? The ownership structure of RBL Bank will change significantly, with Emirates NBD becoming the majority owner. Now, let us turn to the historical context of India-Japan relations. Japan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has established the Japan-India Economic Affairs Division to support Japanese companies expanding into India. This development supports a bilateral target of 10 trillion yen, approximately $62.6 billion, in private sector investment by 2035, with a focus on artificial intelligence, startups, and critical minerals. But why does this matter? It signifies a deepening of economic ties between India and Japan, with potential benefits for both countries. Moving on to social welfare, the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Act has been assented to by the President. This act removes self-perceived identity as the basis for gender recognition, replacing it with medical certification by a board and recognition by the district magistrate. Note this carefully. Amnesty International has criticized this amendment as a step backward, contrasting it with the Nalsawi Union of India ruling in 2014. What does this mean for the transgender community? The implications are significant, as it may affect their rights and recognition. Now, let us look at a fascinating development in the field of defense technology. The Indian Air Force, or IAF, has initiated a project for the airdropped canisterized swarm, or ADCS, drone system under the MEK-2 category. This system consists of an airdroppable canister housing 6 to 8 autonomous drones with a strike range of over 500 km, deployable from C-17C-130J and C-295 aircraft. Each drone can carry a payload of over 30 kilograms at a cruising speed of 350 to 400 kilometers per hour. Remember this fact, the ADCS drone system has the potential to significantly enhance India's defense capabilities. Now, let us turn to the weather forecast. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast an increase in heatwave days across East, Central, and Northwest India for April to June. Heatwave spells may extend to 9 days, which is higher than the average 3 to 5 days. Above normal nighttime temperatures are expected nationwide, and 2 western disturbances are expected on April 7th to 8th. So, what does this mean for India's climate? The implications are significant, as heat waves can have severe effects on health, agriculture, and the economy. Finally, let us look at a development in the telecom sector. The Department of Telecommunications, or DOT, has extended the deadline for WhatsApp, Telegram, and Signal to implement SIM binding to 31st December 2026, following industry pushback. The original 90-day compliance window expired in February 2026. What does this mean for these companies? They now have more time to comply with the SIM binding requirements, which aim to enhance security and prevent fraud. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total number of Lok Sabha seats will increase from 543 to 816. The AP Reorganization Amendment Bill has established Amravati as the sole statutory capital of Andhra Pradesh. India has issued 3,561 internationally recognized certificates of compliance under the Nagoya Protocol, accounting for 56% of the total worldwide. The acquisition of RBL Bank by Emirates NBD is the largest foreign direct investment in India's banking sector, worth approximately $3 billion. The Japan-India Economic Affairs Division aims to achieve 10 trillion yen in private sector investment by 2035. The Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Act has been assented to by the President, introducing changes to gender recognition. The airdropped canisterized swarm drone system has a strike range of over 500 kilometers and can carry a payload of over 30 kilograms. The India Meteorological Department has forecast an increase in heatwave days across India, with above normal nighttime temperatures expected nationwide. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are crucial for understanding the current affairs of India, including its politics, economy, defense, and social welfare. Remembering key facts and numbers, such as the increase in Lok Sabha seats, the establishment of Amravati as the capital of Andhra Pradesh, and the issuance of internationally recognized certificates of compliance, can be beneficial for your exams. In conclusion, these developments signify significant changes in India's democracy, economy, defense, and social welfare, with far-reaching implications for the country's future. The increase in Lok Sabha seats, the establishment of Amravati as the capital of Andhra Pradesh, and the issuance of internationally recognized certificates of compliance are just a few examples of the many changes taking place in India, and understanding these developments is crucial for your UPSC preparation.